Man who cashed dead mother's social security checks for 37 years jailed. By Nate Church on March 20, 2019. Walter Terrell, 76, will serve 6 months in jail for fraudulently collecting his dead mother's social security checks. Terrell has been convicted of stealing more than $280,000 from the U.S. government over nearly 4 decades of collecting his deceased parents' social security benefits. Authorities attempted to contact Terrell's mother when her Medicare benefits went unused, but Terrell allegedly claimed she was on vacation or had someone else impersonate her. Every single time you write the false name on the check, you sign somebody's name that is not yours. That is a crime, said U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider. Eventually, this was direct deposited into his account. So the defendant had to lie to get the direct deposit into his account. Terrell's neighbor, however, disagrees, and suggested there might be more to the story than immediately apparent. He cut it off like 4 or 5 times, Reginald Carpenter asserted. But they just kept pursuing and giving it to him. He has also claimed that the money was spent on Terrell's own medical needs, including a recent back surgery. Schneider's conclusion is less charitable. It was 37 years of fraud. 37 years of stealing the government's money, he said, and claimed that there is much more welfare fraud than is being reported. And if you're not entitled to those benefits, what you should expect is prison time.